to finish eighth in League One. It's the highest the club's ever finished in its history of the football club. I think we've scored more goals and had more wins at this level than we've ever done before. So that's that's something to hold on to going into the summer.
5-0 defeat today. One or two decisions that you felt might have been different. You know, like a foul on Jamie in build-up to the first goal, but you've never seen a red card change a game so much, really.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought we were better than Barnsley after the red card. It was obviously the two decisions leading into the two set plays that they scored the two goals. I think that changed the game more than the actual red card itself. But of course, we can defend them set plays. So, and we never. But at the same time, I felt that was more pinging in terms of the result rather than playing with 10 men, because we kept the ball very well with Jamie Allen on the pitch.
You will be disappointed with the goals that you conceded with the set plays, like you said, free headers from corners and stuff like that. So is that something that you might have to think about over the summer for next season?
Well, definitely. I mean, I think Barnsley are strong in that area. I think they're one of the leading teams in our league for scoring from set plays. So, you know, that's something they're very good at. Good delivery, good movement, good contact. They've done it to other teams. But, of course, once you get two goals in front, it's very difficult to claw back in last game of the season. So, you know, the game ran away from us. So it just got away from us.
I know Keith's been talking for a number of weeks that you're already planning for next season. The planning will obviously turn up a pace now. You've got decisions to make on players that are currently at the club, and you've got players that you're going to bring in. Are these decisions going to be made early in the close season, or is it going to be slow burners on some of the players coming in?
Sometimes you can't actually unless you've got a lot of money, control the pace of that. A lot of the players will play a little bit of poker, a lot of the managers will, and there'll be a lot of good players available even when we're back training pre-season. We've got a great squad, a young squad that's gone through a 2.5 year development, I suppose. You know, them lads that have come out of that youth team that we were doing, and they've gained promotion in the first year as a professional footballer, and they've finished the highest the club's ever done as a second year professional in professional football. So I don't think there's too much in terms of like pulling apart what's already something that's obviously very good, but to add to it definitely, and to improve them players definitely. But it'll only be small numbers, definitely.